Good morning. Thank you for calling the Southwest Airlines Kids Kids Donation Hotline. This is Lori. How would you like to make your donation today?
From the University for People, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. A little different intro there for you. Thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heaser. The Dallas-based and nationally syndicated radio show Kid Craddock in the Morning raises funds every year to send families with special needs kids to Disney parks in Orlando, Florida. I was at the call center on the big donation day and got to speak with Jenna from the show about some of the stuff going on here. Hello, Jenna. Welcome to Red Belly Radio.
Hi, thank you.
I understand this is going to be your second trip to Disneyland?
Yes, this is just my second one. I'm looking forward to this one because now I know what to expect and I know I need to sleep a lot before we go.
Well, that's probably true. There is a lot that goes on that week that you're gone. Now, you don't play reruns while you're down there. You do a live show every day.
We do. We get there Thursday night, we wake up Friday morning, and we do a live broadcast, and we have some surprises for the kids, and then we head straight to the park where we have tons of events all weekend long, and then Sunday, we're up all night with, you know, editing footage and all the interviews and video, and Monday's our big kids show.
Any memory from last year stand out in particular?
Yes, you know, I met on the first night of the trip at a dinner, I met this little boy named Jonathan Carpenter, and he is from San Antonio, and when I spoke to him, he told me that he was adopted when he was younger, and he grew up in Florida and had never been to Disney World, and he grew up about 30 minutes from the park, and I learned that he had a brother that was also in the orphanage with him, but was adopted by another family. So we sent our producer, Shannon, to work, and we were able to track down the brother because he had been adopted by a family not far from where we were at Disney World. And so on the last day of the trip, on that Monday show, we actually did a reveal, a huge surprise to Jonathan, the Carpenter family, his adopted parents, and his brother. And we reunited them. And his brother is not a special needs child. And it was just amazing to see them reunite like that because Jonathan misses his brother so much. And he just cried and everyone cried. And it was happy tears. But it was really nice that, you know, not only did he get to go on that vacation, but it really tied back to his childhood, you know, to reunite him with someone that he hasn't seen or even kept in touch with the last 10 years of his life.
You know, that's a great story, but I can't help but think it's just one of hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jenna, thank you so much for coming out here today. I see you've got the backdrops and a camera there. Are you streaming to the internet right now? What's this?
We are. We have Kid TV. So if you go to KidNation.com, there's a link right there you can click on. So the morning show every day, the whole time we're on, and really throughout the day, we play the show live. And then when we go off the air, we have all the videos that we've done. So we're fully interactive. We're not just a radio show. That's why I have to wake up at 4 and put makeup on and get dressed every day. So I've actually today been interviewing some of the past kids parents that have been nice enough to come out and volunteer their time and answer the phones and just kind of repay the way they can for getting to go on the trip last year. So you can check out Kid TV by going to KidNation.com and see some of these interviews with some of the families that have already gotten to experience the kids trip to Disney World.
Well, thank you so much for all your efforts and being my guest here today.
Thank you very much.
Derek, the executive director of the Craddock Foundation, explains what the foundation does.
We have several programs, and Kids has been our only program for the longest time until actually this year. We've added two more programs to the foundation's umbrella. But Kids is an organization that basically takes children that are chronically or terminally ill and their families to Walt Disney World for 5 days to kind of get away from the normal rigmarole of, you know, clinics and hospitals and treatment centers and physical therapy. And basically, we take the entire family down to Walt Disney World with our nationally syndicated morning radio show for 5 days of a rock star vacation trip that is unlike anything you've seen before.
So it's not just for the kids, it's for the whole family.
It's for the entire family, and we really try to focus on the family unit itself and the fact that they meet other families across the country that are sharing similar experiences, some better, some worse, than the family that's attending. And they really walk away with this support network that's really amazing. So unlike Make-A-Wish and those kind of wish-granting organizations that take just the family itself to a trip, we try to really focus on bringing a group together so they have this group kind of shared think experience going on there.
And about how many families get to go?
This year it's 52 families and their children. There are 54 kids, so there's a couple of families that have more than one child obviously going. And we try to get that number between, you know, 50 and 60, depending on funds, depending on the number of people in the household. All those things kind of make a difference in how many people we take on the trip each year.
Well, not to change change topic too much, but real quick, for people who aren't familiar with Kid Craddock, he's got a radio show syndicated?
Yes, Kid is syndicated now, I think, in 86 markets across the country.
Don't look to me. Yeah.
Right? It changes all the time, so, you know, we
I was going to say 400,
yeah,
but...
No, yeah, we wish 400, one day. No, he is syndicated in, I think, 87 markets across the country. Morning, top 40 radio show, very female demographic driven. We're number one in most markets that we're in, and just really amazing character-driven kind of talk morning radio show.
Well, now the room here is kind of in two halves. One side of the room, they're obviously taking phone calls, and the other side, they're, I don't know, crunching numbers? What's going on in here?
Actually, so the Southwest Airlines call center is divided into two parts. There's one side where we're actually taking donations from people calling in from across the country, actually across the world, for that matter. And then we have...
Because the signal is streamed on the internet.
Correct. And actually, the morning show is the morning show of our Armed Forces radio. And so we've had several calls from Japan and from all over the country, so people are able to call in and able to get through. So it's kind of really exciting if you think about it. But no, we reach far and wide. So one half of the room is taking calls in from those people who are actually giving money to the charity, and the other half of the room is actually entering that data in from the phone call into our online data portal so that we can actually charge credit cards to make the transactions happen.
Now, Southwest Airlines helps out by supplying, helping to man. Not all of these volunteers are Southwest employees, but we help you out with the phones and obviously the room here, and then we fly the families to Orlando.
Correct. Southwest Airlines is our official airline partner for the trip every year. It's been 4 years now. It's every year it gets a little bit better. We love Southwest, and they love us too. It's great. You guys provide the space, the facility, the infrastructure, the phones, internet access, and the laptops for Kids Day. And like you said, they supply the plane not only from Dallas to Orlando, but we are a nationally syndicated show, and so we have a lot of families that fly directly from their home market to Orlando as well, and Southwest, of course, picks up.
And sometimes they fly to Dallas to be on that plane.
Yes. If they're close enough to Dallas, and depending on the people we have coming from Dallas, we then fly, you know, San Antonio, Austin, you know, Arkansas families in to Dallas to fly to Orlando with
us. Yeah, we may, I'm not sure if we'll have a podcast from it, but I know we'll be doing a video from the, I think it's November 11th?
11th, that's correct.
That it's always a big deal, a celebration in the hangar. There's a lot of things for the kids to look at and do. There's the walk of pride that Kid always does with the kids. God, it just makes you feel good. It makes me feel good to be part of this company.
Yeah, I know. It's really an amazing experience, and it's one thing to see it on video and to hear about it on air, but to actually be in a place to experience the joy and the thankful gestures the families give to us and the kids' expressions on their faces is priceless.
Now, the donations, even though this is the big annual day to donate, you can donate anytime on the website.
Correct. Kidskids.com is up and running 24 hours.
It's K-I-D-D-S. K-I-D-S.
Correct. That's correct, yes. So the website's up and running online anytime, day or night, all year long. And then today, of course, until 1 o'clock today, we have the Southwest Airlines call center. We take donations all year long. Yeah, it takes a lot to make this trip happen.
So what are the other... You mentioned two other programs you have going.
Yeah, we just started a Glamour Squad program. And actually, Jenna Owens from the show, for her My Turn Day project, she decided to take... You know, a lot of girls are in the hospital getting treatment. They can't get out. And so we decided to take the spa to the hospital. And so it's really a spa day where we...
It's a spa-spital.
A spa-spital. That's a good word for it, actually. A spa-spital. I have to tell her that. A spa-spital where they actually... We bring in, you know, the whole salon comes in and does manicure, pedicure.
By the way, that's a registered trademark at Red Valley Radio.
No, so we could take the spa to the hospital and really have a great day of beauty out there for the girls. They walk away with these huge duffel bags full of, you know, makeup and clothing, and it's just a really great experience to have actually at the hospital location. The other program is called...
Let's see if I can come up for a name with that one.
Okay. Yeah, Holiday Wishes. So we always do breaking and entering on the morning show every year, where we pick a family and we actually go in and break into their house, technically, and redecorate.
It's all smash and grab.
Yes, kind of basically. Yeah, I know. Actually, it's the reverse. We actually give them stuff. So we put tree up, we decorate for Christmas, we put presents underneath the tree. It's a great, great, great thing we do for the family. But we've expanded that the past 2 years to include other families, and we post their wishes, if you will, online, and then listeners can actually go in and adopt a family, send children gifts or adopt family for the holidays, things like that. So those are the two programs we've kind of encompassed into the foundation's umbrella now.
Well, Derek, you have a lot going on today, so we won't keep you, but thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you. Good to see you again.
Yeah. Great. Well, that does it for this episode. Spa-spital is not a registered trademark of Southwest Airlines Company or of Red Belly Radio, but Red Belly Radio is a registered trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2010. The flight crew that volunteers on the Kids Kids flight have indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.